In the parsha that we read yesterday, Parshas Chukas, we have the episode of the Nechosh HaNechoshes. You remember that Am Yisrael, after they sinned, many perished, many died because of the Nechoshes, of the Nechosh, and Moshe Rabbeinu's command, the command that he got from Hashem, was to take a Nechosh Nechoshes, put it on Nes, put it up high, and anyone who got bitten by the snake, by the serpent, would look up at the Nechosh HaNechoshes, and he would survive. And the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, the very famous Mishnah, asks the question, V'chi Nechosh Memis, O Nechosh Mechaye, how could it be that this serpent, so to speak, made out of copper, would be responsible for restoring the health of an individual who got bit? Ela bizman sheYisrael mistaklim klapei mala umishabdim es libam lavim shebashamayim hayu misrapim v'im lav hayu nimokim. It all depended upon the people who were bitten and how they looked at the Nechosh HaNechoshes on high. Were they mishabed es libam lavim bashamayim, or were they not? Rashi here says, Shalohoyim Mimaher Nashuch HaNochosh Lisrapos Ela Imkain Mabit Bo Bikavona. It's clear from both the Mishnah and Rashi that there's a certain specific intention that the person had to have when he looked up on high at the Nechosh HaNechoshes in order to successfully achieve restoration of his health, to prevent him from dying. But it's not clear what the nature of that kavana is. Rashi doesn't pinpoint it. And this whole concept of putting a Nechosh HaNechoshes on top so that the people would look up to be Meshabed Es Libon La'avim Shebashamayim, is that the only possible conduit, the only possible symbol that could bring the people to look up on high, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shamayim Es Avim Shebashamayim? Why not put up an Aron Kodesh? Maybe with the Luchas Abris inside. And in the past, we've seen that Moshe Rabbeinu raises his hands and the people look up, Yod of Emuna. It doesn't have to be a Nechosh HaNechoshes. But obviously, there's some relationship between the Nechosh down here that stung me on earth and the Nechosh up on high, the Nechosh HaNechoshes made of copper that was put up as a conduit, as a method to bring about refuah. Let's leave this question for now. I would like to discuss with you, as part of our framework of our discussion about tefillah, and you may recall that recently we spoke about the bracha of Avos, which is the first bracha of Shmone Esrei, which introduces the section, the three parts, the first of the three parts of Shmone Esrei of the Amida, namely Shevach. And to continue with that, if you take a look at your source page, look at the first source on your page, the Gemara Brachos and Avav. The Gemara has a brisa quoting Abba Bin Yomin, Ein Tfila Shal Adam Nishmas Ela Bebeis HaKnesses. There's a special, we'll call it a school of power to davening in a Beis HaKnesses. Of course, there's a whole issue whether you should daven where you learned, where you studied Torah, whether you should daven which in a place that's designated to tefillah. We've discussed this in the past. But what I'm interested in is the proof text that Abba Binyamin quotes, Shenemar, a pasuk in Tanakh, Lishmoa el harina vi el atfila. Bimakom rina sham tehe tfila. Rashi says, what's bimakom rina? Bebeis HaKnesses. Why is makom rina? Why is the Beis HaKnesses described as a makom rina? Says Rashi, Shesham omrim hatzibur shiros visishbachos bineimas kol arev. There are many different parts to this Rashi if we were to dissect it and analyze it. I'm going to relate only to two points in Rashi, perhaps only to two words out of the Rashi that catch our attention. One is Shiros v'sishbachos, the word Shira, Rashi identifies Rina here in this context as Shira, as song. And number two, the word Tzibur. And when we discussed Davar Shebekedusha, we discussed Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayed in the earlier discussion that we had. You'll recall that Davar Shebekedusha, based on the Mishnah in Megillah, is something that's done, that's implemented b'farhesya, b'fnei asara. And whenever there's shira, this song, in front of a tzibur, that song takes on a chal shem, a special status in halacha called the davar shebekedusha. And Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Medrash in Parshas Vayeschanan, we had mentioned, we had seen, requests and petitions to the Malachi Ashareis for permission to imitate their shira on high, their kedusha, and to duplicate it down here on earth, so that when the shira b'farhesya, when there's a public shira, it becomes in a sense a mirror image of the shira samalachim, and it qualifies and attains the status of a davar shebekedusha. What transforms the Beis HaKnesses into a location that is designated for tefillah is the shira, or the rina, of the tzibur, says Rashi. When the tzibur recites Shirat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it becomes, in a sense, a substitute, a duplicate of the Shiras HaMalachim on high in Shamayim, down here on earth in the Beis HaKnesses. So the Beis HaKnesses is designated for Shira and for Davar Shebekedusha. That gives it its special status as far as tefillah is concerned. And therefore the Pasuk, L'shmoel arena v'la tefillah, according to Abba Bin Yamin, is alluding to the fact that the Beis HaKnesses, insofar as it's miyuchad, it's designated for rina, for the tzibur to recite Shira, is a place of school that has especially designated for tefillah, so that our tefillahs will be powerful, will have that extra agency, that extra power in the Beis HaKnesses. And I'd like to refer you to another Rashi, which again indicates this equation between Rina and Shira. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph, my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik used to quote this Gemara all the time. Yachol Yishal Adam Tzracha V'Acher Kach Yispalel. Rashi says, how would you structure your Bakosha? Kigon, Birchos, Atachonein Ad Shomea Tefillah. All those middle brachos that form the backbone of our Amidah V'Ashmon Esrei, the Bakoshos, the petitions, the 13 petitions that form the backbone of our Amidah. Yachol Yishol Tzrachov. Perhaps one would set up the order in a way that first he jumps into Bakosha. V'Acher Kach, says Rashi Yispalel, Sholosh Brachos Rishon Shem Shel Shvach. Perhaps we could begin, we can kick off our Amidah with Bakosha, and then after Bakosha, we could follow with Shevach. And getting back to the Gemara, Kfar Mefurish Al Yidei Shlomo, Shenemar, again, quoting the same pasuk that we saw before in Brachos Tavav, L'shmoel Arina V'la Tefila. Here we're not talking about location, but rather sequence. Rina Zu Tefila, Tefila Zu Bakosha. Rina refers to tefillah, says Rashi. Rina zu tefillah shel shevach. Shevach is also an integral part of tefillah. And that's going to be the kickoff. Only following shevach, then tefillah zu bakosha, Rashi says bakosha shelas tzrachov. So not only in terms of location does Rina or Shira play the major role to, in a sense, set up the Beis Knesses with a separate Chal Hashem as a Makom Tefillah, but also in sequence in the way we present our Tefillah. We cannot just jump in and begin with Bakosha Shelas Tzrachov. We have to start the beginning, the preparatory stage of Tefillah must be Rina, which is Shira, says Rashi, Shevach, and then only after Rina, then Tefillah, then She'elas Tzrachov. And the Rav used to always learn from this Gemara, I heard it from him many times, that Tefillah needs a matir, you need a license to jump in front of the king. Mortal man standing in front of the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, Almighty God, what right do you have unless you begin with Shevach? And in that way we're following the mandate given to us by Shlomo Melech in Tanakh, L'shmor el Arina v'el HaTefillah. This sequence is the center of our Shmoneh Esrei, of our structure, of our sequence, and the famous drasha Rav Simloy in the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Beis, Darash Rav Simloy, and here we learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu, Li Olam Yisader Adam Shvachol Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'achar Kach Yispalel. He can only be mispalel after he organized, he arranged and presented Shvachol Shal Mokom Min Olam Mi Moshe Tichsiv V'eschanan Al Hashem V'Yisahi Uksiv Hashem Elokim Ato Achilo Salaros Savdachos God Luchoves Yodcha Chazaka Asher Mikel Vashomayim Voretz Asher Yasek Maasecho Chigvugotzecho. A lavish, intricate praise of Moshe Rabbeinu for all the Gdula, for the Yad HaChazaka Mikel Vashomayim, the mighty, powerful, mighty God Asher Yasek Maasecho Chigvugotzecho Uksiv Basrei. And only afterwards, Ebrana v'Eres Aretz HaTova, then Moshe Rabbeinu requests out of the deep innards of his heart, of his soul, his petition to God to go forward and enter Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us for all time what the sequence is. But once again we see that the concept of Rina that we mentioned in two sugyas earlier is identical with Shevach. That's how we begin Shmoneh Esrei. That's what Bracha Vavos is about. It sets the tone for Shevach. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tefillah Siman Kuf Aleph, which is the fourth source on your page, HaMispalel Tzarech Sheyichavin B'chol HaBrachos. True. Every single part, every single bracha of Shmoneh Esrei requires kavana. What's tefillah without kavana? But what happens, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'yameinu yochel l'chavin mekulam? He realizes that he doesn't have the power to concentrate throughout the entire Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Mechaber b'Lefachos, yechavin b'yavos. At the very bare minimum, he must have kavana in the first of the 19 brachos, namely in avos. V'im lo kivein b'avos, afal pisha kivein b'chol ashar, yachzor v'yispalel. According to the psak of the Mechaber, and that's the Ikra Din, if a person realizes he didn't have kavana in avos, he wasn't meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the kickoff of Shmoneh Esrei, then he's got to start again. The Rama says that in our time this halacha is no longer active. We're always afraid he'll repeat the Shmoneh Esrei a second time around, and once again he won't have any kavanah. And the Mishnah Brura elaborates on the psak of the Mechaber. He says, why is avos, the kavanah in avos, so critical? Ki hu sidur shvacho shel makom. Because it's only after avos, that original Shevach that starts the Shmoneh Esrei, then he's ready for the rest of the Shmoneh Esrei. Then he has the license to continue with what is the backbone, the essence of Shmoneh Esrei, the Bakoshos. He quotes Poskim, the Yesh Poskim, the Gam Modim, Choshev Kiyovos Lechatchila, in the name of the Smak and the Aguda. You'll take a look in the Shaar Tzion Gimel. Achas b'smakosav til inyad dieved modim kiel me'avos. I'm hard pressed to understand the sheet of the smak, the sheet of the aguda. If we had more time, we'd research it. Right now, we'll have to let it go. But I don't understand how modim, which comes after the bakoshos, could fill in the missing blank if he doesn't have kavanah in ovels. He needs the kavanah, the shevach in ovels. Once that's achieved, once that's accomplished, then and only then can he proceed to the second stage and present his petition to Almighty God. I don't understand how it's possible that you rely on the kavanah of modin, which is really hodaya, thanksgiving that comes after the bakoshos, to substitute for kavanah in avos. In any event, the Mishnah Brura says the imu mishayer, if he looks into himself, he evaluates himself in his state of mind, shafil bi avos lo yichavin, that even for that first brach of avos, he won't be able to have kavanah. And Rabbi Osai, the Maisim Chol Yom, this is very relevant and practical. There are many situations in which we're on the way, we're in a rush, something emotionally happened in our lives, we cannot even see clearly how we could be mechavein in avos. Says the Mishnah Brura, is lo yispal klal. Better that he doesn't daven at all. Ad shetis yashev daito, at least at the very minimum, to have kavanah in avos. It's the kavanah in avos that becomes so critical, because as we said before, l'shmol arina velatfila, that first the person has to be misader shvachu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only then be mispalev. Rashi's identification of Rina as Shevach, which we've established in a number of sugyas in Shas, is explicit, I believe, in Rashi al Torah. In Parsha Shmini, Rashi identifies Rina with Shevach. The Pasuk says the following, Vayavomo Shevi Aron el Ol Moed, this is on the day of the dedication of the Mishkan. And the pasuk goes on to say, "Vayera kvod Hashem el kol ha'am." It's the sixth source on your page. "Vateitze eish milufnei Hashem," and the fire comes down from the heavens. "Vatochal al mizbeach es ha'olav es achlovim." "Vayar kol ha'am vayironu," and the nation beholds this unbelievable revelation of Almighty God. Vayaronu vayiplu alpneim. What's vayaronu? Again, miloshen rina, but here it's conjugated as a verb. Says Unkelus, the shavchu, they gave shevach HaKadosh Baruch. Rashi says vayaronu kitargumo. Rashi doesn't feel compelled to add the word Shevach, because he only has to point you in the direction of Targum Unkelus, who says Vishivchu. So once again, Rina equals Shevach. And that Shevach, as we saw in the Rashi and Brachas Davav that we began with, is identical with Shira. And this identity between Rina and Shira is clear in the Chazal on this pasuk that we just read. The pasuk of Vayaronu Ha'am, and take a look at the next source on your page, the Taras Kohanim, the Sifra, on the pasuk Vayaronu Vayar Kol Ha'am Vayaronu, says the Sifra, the Amru Shira, you see I underlined it, for emphasis. And what is that word Shira interchangeable with? Al Osa Shah Hu Omer Raninu Tzadikim Vashem Laisharim Navasila. Raninu, Rina. So the Pasuk of Vayaronu indicates that the people of Israel recited Shira. So we have a general umbrella concept called Shevach, and that breaks down into two terms, which are perhaps you could say subcategories of Shevach, expressions of Shevach. And those terms are Rina and Shira, which are interchangeable. And we see over and over again, wherever we turn, that Rina equals Shira. And the Shira, as we said before, the Tzibur, takes on a special status in Allah. Now, which Shira are we talking about? I mean, the Chazal here in the Sifra are telling us that the people of Israel recited Shira. What Shira did they recite? Do we know? The Torah doesn't seem to indicate. What was the content of that Shira? So the Sfas Emes says that there is a paradigm of Shira. He HaShira HaRishona. Whenever the Torah says Shira, here it says Rina, but Rina equals Shira according to Chazal, we know it's referring to that Shira, which is the paradigm of Shira. Sheposchu b'nei Yisrael b'kriyas yamsuf v'shehi Shira l'doros. The Shira, we'll quote the Hei Ayidiyah, of all generations, the model Shira, is the Shira Sayyam that B'nai Yisrael sang at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. And the question is, we're seeing now a Gilui Shechina revelation at the point of the dedication of the Mishkan, the Asuli Migdash, V'shachanti B'socham. The Pasuk says, V'yera Kvod Hashem El Kol Ha'am. The Eish comes down from Shemayim and burns the Karbanos, the Ola, on the Mizbeach. It's a great revelation. The people see God. Well, what's the response of B'nai Yisrael when there's a revelation of the Shekhinah right in front of their eyes? And that response is the Shira Sayyam of Zekeli V'Aveyu. As Chazal say, Ros HaShiv Chalayah, they can point Kaviyachal to the Shekhinah. That's how clear and that's how revealed Begilui was the Shekhinah. And it's interesting that the Gilui of the Shekhinah at Yamsuf has a direct relationship, a very close connection to the Gilui Shekhinah at the time that the Eish came down in Shamayim on the Chanukah Samishkan. And how do I know this? Because of Rashi on the Pasuk Zekeli V'Aveyu. Rashi says, V'Aveyu Ukulus Tirgem Lashon Nove. Rashi quotes a number of Pesukim in Tanakh to prove that the Shoresh of V'Aveyu is Nove. Nove means a structure. What structure is being alluded to in the word V'Aveyu of the Shira Sayyam? So let's go back to Ukulus. The Targum says, Evnele Mikdash Aloka. V'Aveyu is a commitment on the part of Klal Yisrael to build a Beis HaMikdash, that Mikdash Hashem. Zekeli, Hashem is revealed. If Hashem comes down to be with us in this world, we must build Him a Mikdash, a Mishkan where He can, so to speak, reside amongst the people of Israel and engender that close, intimate relationship. That's what Shira is all about. Just like the Shira in Shamayim, the Malachi Ashores, with their Espaklaria Meira, the closeness to the Ribono Shalom Kaviyachol, they recite Shira, so too, whenever there's Gilui Shekhinah. Gilui Shekhinah means a Migdash. And that's when B'nai Yisrael recites Shira as an imitation of the Malachi Ashores. We're not usurping their copyrights, because we got Rishus. Moshe Rabbeinu imitates the Shira, he got Rishus. And the Shira is going to be recited at that moment of Chanukah HaMishkan, when the Shekhinah comes down, that Gilui Shekhinah of Mishkan, of Migdash, that engenders a Chiyuv Shira. Shira is going to be our response whenever the Migdash and the Shekhinah residing within are present. In the previous shiur, we discussed, if you recall, a Gemara in Chagiga that there's a difference between Shira, fundamentally, between Shira before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and after the Churban. The Gemara tells us that at the time of the Nevuah of Yeshayahu HaNavi before the Churban, there were Shesh Knafim. Yechezkel already prophesies about four Knafim because he's after the Churban. And that's going to impact, if you remember the Vilna Gaon on the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus HaLolam Vayed, the Shira. The Shira of Bnei Yisrael, while the Mikdash stands, is that much supersedes and is that much more superior to the Shira after the Churban. When the Mikdash stands, it's Shesh Knafim. It's Kvod Malchus HaLolam, says the Gaon. That's Begilui. But after the Mikdash is destroyed, there's no Kvod Malchuso Begilui. The Kvod Malchuso is now Nistar. And we wait and we long and we crave for the moment of the rebuilding of the Mikdash, when Emir Tzem, our Shira of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, will be complete. Yesh Mei Rabba Mavarach Li'olam Vaya will also have Begilui, the Kvod Malchuso that we pray about, says the Gaon in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, of Yomim Tovim, of the Shol Shrigolim, Galei Kvod Malchuscho, Leinu Kvod Malchuso. That Shira will be complete with the building of the Mikdash. The Rina, which is Shira, that is so central to Jewish history, is specifically related to Beis HaMikdash because of the Gilui Shechina, which affords man the possibility of imitating the Malachi Ashares, which with a kind of Darshah B'Kedusha, B'Tzibur B'Farhesi, a kind of Shira that's unique to the experience of being close to Shechina, of Zekeli V'Anveyu. We respond with the Shira and we declare our commitment to build a Mishkan so that V'Yasu L'Migdash V'Shachanti B'Socha. But my friends, there's another dimension to the concept of Shevach that we're speaking about today and that's so connected to Shira. We go back to the parsha of Chanukah HaMishkan. Vateitzei Eish Milfnei Hashem. Unfortunately, it was another Eish that came down from Shemayim, the Eish that impacted on Bnei Aaron and took their lives. Vatochol osam vayamusu lifnei Hashem. Vayomer Moshe Aaron hu asher diber Hashem leimar bikravaya kadesh v'alpnei kol ha'om echabed. What is the response of Aaron when he hears the tragedy? Moshe Rabbeinu says bikravaya kadesh, and two words, Vayidom Aaron. And Rashi amplifies this, Vayidom Aaron kibel schar al shtikoso. Umaschar kibel shenesiachid imo adibur shenemrolo levado parshas shesuya yayin. What is the shtika of Aaron? And what does it represent for all of us and for the Jewish people throughout history, on a collective level, but for each and every one of us on a personal level? What is Vayidom Aaron? What is the mitzvah of shtika in the case of Aaron? The answer to this question appears in the Sifra, the Toras Kohanim, right here on the pasuk Vayidom Aaron, and tells us a little of the background. Nichlas Moshe etzlo, Moshe Rabbeinu comes into Aaron. Vayamafaiso, he tried to comfort Aaron. Omerlo, Aaron achi, misinai nemerli osid ani lekadesh sabayis hazeh ba'adam gadol. That there will be a kiddush of this bayis, of this mishkan. Be'adam gadol ani mekadesho ayisi savur o bio becha bayis miskadesh. Which Adam gadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not specify, would be the conduit for the Kiddush. Achshav, even though I thought it would be the me, myself, says Moshe, or you, Aaron. Achshav nimtzu bonecha gdolim imeni.
u'mimcha. It becomes clear now that your sons are superior to both of us. Their kedusha supersedes ours, both of ours. U'mimcha, and therefore shebehem abayis miskadesh. And what is Aaron's response? Kevon sheshoma Aaron kach, when Aaron understood b'krova yakadesh, that there already was a, in a sense, God had already revealed the secret, the future of us in Lakadish as a bias, but Golani Makacho is Sadak Olav Esadin Vishosak. Chazal say that the Tziduk Adin is the essence of the Shtika. There's an equation here in Chazal between Shtika and Tziduk Adin. I'm not yet finished because I want to somehow connect that concept of Tziduk Adin, that God is righteous, accepting the decree of God as being righteous, of being tzedek, of being just. That itself is part of Shevach Vodoy. How do I see that? Again, the Sifra emphasizes the Pasuk Vayidom Aaron as the paradigm of Tziduk Adin. And the Sifra says, if we look into our ancestors, our great tzaddikim before us, we will see Tziduk Adin as a pattern that repeats itself. Where do our tzaddikim shine with such incredible radiance and a countenance that defines them as so unique? It's through Tziduk Adin. Ulemudim. Lemudim means they're regular mudim tzaddikim shematzdikim aleim esadin. Now the Sifra is going to continue by giving us examples of our forefathers who, like Aaron, fulfilled this great calling of tzidik adin. And the first example that the Sifra offers is Avram Avinu. Tzidik olav esadin shenemar v'anochi Afar va'efer. Interesting. Anochi afar va'efer. Where's the tziduk adin here? What din are we talking about? And then the Sifra continues. Yaakov tziduk olav sadin shenema katonti mikol achasodu mikol emes asher sisos avdecha. Where's the tziduk adin? You know, I understand in the case of Aaron, this tziduk adin, the concept is applicable. He lost two sons. The punishment is severe. The suffering is profound. And therefore it's appropriate to say about, in describing Aaron, tziduk olav esadin. But in the case of Avraham Avinu, we don't find any punishment whatsoever. What suffering did he endure? What shaychus tziduk adin? And the same question we could ask about Yaakov Avinu. Katonti mikol chasodin, that's wonderful, but what does it have to do with Tzidik Adin? What punishment did Yaakov suffer? But let's take a look at Chazal on the Pasuk of Ofer Ve'efer. There's a Medrash in Parshas Vayera. Vayan Avram Vayomar Hine Noho Alti. Omar, says the Medrash, Ilu haragani amrafel loayisi afar. V'israfani nimrod loayisi afar. So how do you read the words of the Medrash? If not for the melech, the amrafel, you remember the king that did battle against Avram Avinu and threatened the life of Avram Avinu, Ilu haragani. So what is? How do you read the next words? Lo Yisi Afar. I don't know how to translate these words. Look at the Eitz Yosef here on the Medrash. He says, "Bitmiyah." You have to add a question mark on that. That if once you read it in a question, it changes the whole meaning. He says, "Bitmiyah Lo Yisi Afar." In other words, really, I would have turned into the dust of the earth. And Yisrafani Nimrod Lo Yisi Afar. Had Nimrod succeeded in his plan, when he threw me into the Kivshan Eish in Ur Kasdin, wouldn't I have turned into charcoal? Into ashes? V'im kein, yodea ani tovoscha v'chasodcha olai. The punchline here of this medrash, says the Eitz Yosef, is that Avraham Avinu is expressing his hakara, his acknowledgement of the tova and the chesed that God has bestowed upon him. In other words, Avraham Avinu is basically saying that I agree. In truth, I was royally sorry for Ur Kasdan. I should have been burned. I don't have any merit. Anochi Efer. Hashem did a miracle and he saved me from the fires of Kasdan. But I didn't, even though I was interested, I was motivated for Kiddush Hashem, nevertheless, Hashem didn't have to do me a miracle. I could have died al Kiddush Hashem. And also in the case of the Melchamas Malachim, there too, I didn't deserve to be saved. I should have been killed by the Malachim, by the Melech, and I would have been Afar. It's only because of the Chasdei Hashem. And the same is true for Yaakov Avinu. He was running away from Lavan, who tried to destroy him, and Esav, who tried to kill him. Katonti mikol hachasadim. That's Siduk Hadin. Amazing Chiddush. When a person stands up and he declares, I acknowledge that I owe it all to you, God. That everything I have, including my life, the breath of life that I breathe, is an undeserved gift. This itself is the source and the essence of Tzidduk HaDin. Hashem Nasan V'Hashem Lokach. And now we understand the connection between this dimension of Shevach and Tzidduk HaDin. The greatest Shevach is when one can declare in all sincerity, all that I have is yours. HaMeshom HaShech Zartavi. I wake up in the morning and I recognize the fact that God, you have returned my neshama to me. What an amazing gift. I then proceed to recite the Birchas HaShachar, one by one. My ability to think, and to drink, and to eat, and to walk, and to see every limb of my body, every energy that I have, it's all a gift of God. And the message here of the tefillah is, don't take anything for granted. And that's the message of Anochi Afar Ve'efer. That's the message of Katonti Mikol HaChasadim. Despite what anyone would think and any logical calculations, I don't deserve anything. Not even my life itself. Nothing can be taken for granted. Chas v'shalom. We have to appreciate everything that we have. That's Tzidduk HaDin. Tzidduk HaDin means whether or not the punishment was implemented as in the case it befall, in actuality, in reality, just like in the case of Nadav Aviv vis-a-vis Father Aaron, or whether or not the great tzaddik was spared the punishment, but realizes that he deserved to have forfeited his life. In both cases, the source, the kishkis from which everything called Tzidduk HaDin, God, you are righteous, emanates from, is the fact that nothing belongs to us. We don't get anything. You know, if a person comes with the attitude, well, it comes to me, it's coming to me, then it's very hard to be matzdik es hadin when something is taken away. Hashem nasa, Hashem laka. But if you realize sincerely and profoundly that it's all an undeserved gift, then whether you were spared from disaster, chas v'shalom, and you thank Hashem, praise Him with an expression of gratitude, God, I didn't deserve that miracle, you spared me, I didn't deserve my life. Or whether a person says, I didn't deserve it, and now it was taken away, that's also the same idea. It always comes down to Tzidduk HaDin. And now I believe we can explain why Shevach has to proceed, Bakasha, first Shevach and then Bakosh. In the first stage, we have to engender within ourselves our feelings that we don't deserve what we have. And acknowledge that. That's Shevach. You can only thank Hashem and appreciate it because you realize you don't deserve it. It's all one great, incredible bonus gift, gratis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only then can we request all that we need and all that we want. The bakasha has to come mitoch HaShevach. Don't come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinking, oh, you know what, give me strength and give me health and give me parnasa, you know. That's not your attitude. Your attitude has to be, halavai, please God. You have to come with a sense of tachnunim. Pour out your heart. You began with gratitude, with shevach. You praised Hashem because you realized that everything is a divine gift. And now, you could proceed to stage two. You're ready for bakasha. The bakasha that comes mitoch hakara shebe'etzem lo magia lanu klu. If my bakasha comes and evolves from that feeling within me, profound feeling that nothing is mine and I don't deserve anything, then I'm ready for a bakasha that's tachnunim, that's sincere, and that's powerful. Now I know we didn't get back to the original question in Parshas Chukas, and that is, what is this Nachash HaNechoshes? So I'm going to leave that Yemir Hashem B'li Neder for the next year. So hang in there, we'll have part two of this year, because I think it's getting late right now. We have to sort of wrap things up. So let me just end with a Bakasha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He engender within us the strength and the energy and the intelligence and the insight to realize and acknowledge that everything is from Him. It's all an undeserved gift. That's going to be the key, number one, to Tzidek HaDin, and number two, to Shevach. And then we'll proceed to Bakasha, Mitoch HaShevach Kein Yiratzon Ameh.